USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president put the health of the American people first.
Vice President Mike Pence on Fox News reacting to allegations that President Trump downplayed the coronavirus pandemic. The vice president continues.
In that first week of February, we started work on a vaccine. And in 6 short weeks, we already were in clinical trials for a coronavirus vaccine.
Senate Democrats say a new stimulus bill put forth by Republicans has no chance of passing. But as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes tells us from Washington, a vote is still expected today.
Democrats are vowing to block it again, but U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says they will take a procedural vote in his chamber on the Republican stimulus bill, which includes liability protections and expanded unemployment benefits. That vote could come before the day is over.
USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
This could be the greatest loss of human lives and property due to wildfire in our state's history.
Oregon Democratic Governor Kate Brown on the fires in her state that have ravaged at least 3 towns just south of Medford, Oregon. At least 4 people have died in Northern California from the fires. Thousands of people have been evacuated there as well. Oregon resident Tim Engelhart telling ABC News.
A friend of ours had a house here, a couple. And it's so destroyed, I can't even find where it was. I can't even point it out.
President Trump says Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden should make public a list of people from which he'd choose a nominee for a Supreme Court if a vacancy arose during a Biden administration. The president announcing 20 additions to his own list on Wednesday. The president adding a few notable senators to the list, including Ted Cruz and Tom Cotton. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Fans will be in the stands tonight as the Kansas City Chiefs begin the defense of their Super Bowl title. Arrowhead Stadium, though, won't be as loud as normal, with the capacity being limited to just over 20%. The Chiefs will play the Houston Texans. Kickoff is scheduled for just after 8:20 Eastern Time on NBC. Former Dallas Cowboy and NFL Hall of Famer Troy Aikman on the players dealing with less crowd noise.
Yeah, I think it'll be an adjustment for these players. Now, a lot of these teams are used to having big crowds at their training camp, so there's a certain element of this that they've gotten a little bit accustomed to.
Aikman, the lead analyst for Fox's sports coverage, continues on Fox News.
You know, you take this game this Sunday that we have, for instance, there in New Orleans, a stadium that obviously is very difficult for a road team to come in and play at, and for there not to be fans in the stands, not nearly as daunting of task as it was when the schedule came out for Tampa Bay. Now, they will pipe in, you know, some artificial crowd noise, but there's about 4 or 5 stadiums that we know, Seattle being one of them, and then certainly New Orleans and some others, that they won't have the home field advantage that they're accustomed to having.
And finally, it was on this day back in 1897 when the first drunk driving arrest was made. The man arrested drove his car into a building. He pled guilty and was fined 25 shillings. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.